Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. We'll have Dom's Money Melody for a great prize. I think it's Ringo again. Yes, Ringo Starr tickets, his band in town. On that note, sad to report, this just came down, or I just saw it a few minutes ago, that Brian Wilson, Beach Boys visionary leader and Summer's poet laureate, says the Inquirer, dies at the age of 82. We just had that as an answer from Joe of Columbus that won yesterday or the day before about something associated with Los Angeles. So sad to see that. We'll definitely work up a side question around his passing. I think in recent years he had been sick. So we'll get to that. But Dawn Fantasia first came on the show, Assemblywoman Fantasia from Sussex County, about the bird baths and the bird feeders and how high you had to put them up because of the bears. And it was the bear-proof trash cans out there. And I saw her in talking about the Cetarelli win about rural New Jersey. There is actually a rural New Jersey. But also, I wanted to ask her about District 24, where she's from, education issues, parental rights in education, the trans issue, among other things, in Jersey. And her sense of Mikey Sherrill, where is the angle of trying to give us the real Sherrill and what she's about versus the media glow that we're seeing play out? Let's go to Dawn Fantasia here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dawn, welcome in.
Hey, how are you?
Well, very well. And you had to be feeling pretty good last night. I know how important this was to you, and I did see some of the things you put out. Talk about rural New Jersey. The first time, Dawn, I ever knew of a rural New Jersey, I'm being honest, and I've lived, you know, in this area all my life, is we were invited to Lou Dobbs, back when he was really a giant at CNN, this big party, and we kept on going. I'm thinking, are we in Jersey? What the heck is, I know the Pine Barrens, yeah, here, but where you are, I was amazed that there is a rural New Jersey.
Oh, there certainly is a rural New Jersey. We're up in the 24th, so we're all of Sussex County. We have a little bit of Warren County thrown in there, and they are very rural as well. And then we have some of Western Morris County. So, you know, people don't automatically think of New Jersey, you know, as woods and streams and wide open spaces, but I got a good kick out of watching some of the gubernatorial debates with some of our friends from Hudson County, let's say, you know, who were talking about this vibrant public transportation and
yes.
wanting to cancel wildlife hunts and whatnot. And I just got a kick out of it because we are, you know, Sussex County alone is about 530 some square miles, and it's a very large, you know, district. And a lot of us are in the Highlands Act, and the Highlands Act really does limit. It does some good things, but it has some unintended consequences, you know, where, you know, there's land that's undeveloped. It's land that's protected and cannot be developed. But oftentimes that is not offset or recognized by the state of New Jersey. It's almost like they want us to say, you know, just stay pretty up there, you know, and we'll throw you a bone every so often. But they don't understand the stress on our schools, you know, transportation. I mean, we're a huge commuting district where we commute to other areas for work, very, very long distances. When we talk even about school consolidation, you have schools that are regional, you know, where the students would, in essence, then be on a bus for upwards of an hour to get to,
yeah,
you know, a neighboring
exactly.
high school. So, you know, these are all issues that are really serious. When we talk about a gubernatorial candidate that actually shows any knowledge or interest or investment in that, I mean, shame on Mikey Sherrill for representing parts of Sussex County and spending about 10 minutes up there. And quite frankly, Jack Cittarelli was the only candidate for years now that has taken any kind of vested interest in us.
It seems as if Cittarelli, because of this long time that he's been running for governor, it's a good thing, coming close the last time, et cetera. I think he said it himself. He's had some time. I know with the Protect Our Shore, with the whales thing, he's always there. He's had an opportunity to reach out to this. So let's talk about issues in this. The people that I've been in touch with, Dawn, the last 24 hours, it's clear to me I would have recommended a couple things here. One, I can hear you. I'm going to go with that first. And then the one that everybody's talking about with Cheryl. He tweeted out to Scott Presler, who was at the watch party and apparently a stir last night, that the plastic bags, you know, can a governor rescind the plastic bag ban that goes on there? This seems very Trumpian to me, where people respond to things like this, things they don't like the tax on tips and all that, versus saying, I'm going to replace the Supreme Court. I think there's got to be a couple of issues, and you might be the person that might be able to coach those issues up.
Well, you know, I think there's a balance. I think, you know, although New Jersey is diverse by way of things that matter to us. So, for instance, things like reinstating a bear hunt or different
right.
wildlife policies, you know, might not matter in Camden County per se. They certainly matter up in Sussex. So really, you know, you have to read the room. There are certain things that are universal, right? So that your Supreme Court picks. But our school funding formula cannot be a one size fits all. And it has not been a one size fits all. It's been very, very slanted to urban districts. And I think a school funding formula that's going to knock it out of the park in our more rural areas is going to be recognizing places that cannot be developed as per the Highlands Act and making sure that schools and communities are not penalized for that. And that's exactly what's happening. But to get to your point, Dom, Jack entered this race with an existing network from his 2021 near win against Murphy. So that campaign built real name ID and a statewide infrastructure. And, you know, any Republican challenger that would come by, you know, we had John Bramnick, who I think is a good man and, you know, represents his district and the needs of his constituents quite well. But maybe that didn't translate so well statewide just for sheer lack of knowledge or immersion in the community. Right. And then we had its presence is important is the point I'm making.
Now, we have not seen, unless you've seen, Bill Spadia say, let's unify. I endorse Jack. We're going to work together. I didn't think, and you're actually in politics, Dawn, looking at this from afar, I didn't think this was the most brutal contest ever between the two of them. I mean, sometimes the things that are said, you just have trouble going back. Yeah, it was heated. It was a brawl at times, but it wasn't unbelievable. So do we think Spadia is going to unify here, which is critical?
You know, I think that's up in the air. I know that, you know, I listened to parts of his speech at his gathering yesterday. And, you know, it was my understanding that he had said, you know, make sure that they earn, you know, your votes. Don't just give your votes, earn your votes. And then some of it went, you know, a little darker. And I don't want to really waste any airtime talking about the losing campaign. What I can say is that primary voters in New Jersey, I think, are pretty tired of a theatrical populism that generates clicks but not results. And I think Jack's campaign focused on delivering conservative solutions and not slogans. So he always went back to the issues that are hot button issues, right? You said parental rights, this energy policy that's a powder keg, and fiscal discipline. And that resonates with voters who really want to win in November. Right. So populism is fantastic. But when you don't have any juice behind it, populism falls pretty flat. And I think that was the downfall of the Spadia campaign. It became a lot of anger directed at a candidate and not anger directed at what's ruined New Jersey, which is the Democrat Party.
Let's talk about Mikey Sherrill. And you would be the person to, as a female in office in New Jersey, the upside of what she brings to this is going to be the helicopter pilot, which I'm not going to besmirch. I think she did that. But she and the husband making reportedly $7 million in various stock trading back and forth and all that. Is Jersey, is the media in Jersey, there's a guy at the Inquirer, Joe DiStefano, Dawn, you might see. He went after some of these Democrats who made money in communist China. She could become the face of this debate. How do these people in Congress triple their net worth, which may have happened here?
Well, you know, they have a problem when the New York Times does an expose on it and, you know, lists some of those very, very questionable trades. And, you know, in that viral interview that she had on The Breakfast Club, you know, she first deflected and said, oh, it was just funds that were made from, you know, my husband and whatnot. And that was very silly from a woman, especially, who wants a leadership position to say, oh, I don't really know the finances. You know, my husband holds the purse strings. That's not exactly a vote of confidence for female leadership. And the way I look at it is, there's a real stark contrast that's a great basis for us to start this campaign as we move towards November. I look at it as two paths. When Republicans want to build a stronger New Jersey, we lean on the real-world experience of our team. So we look to the educators, the veterans, the nurses, the financial experts, people who really are living in it. And when the Democrats want to learn how to trade stock tips, get classified information, and enrich themselves, they have Mikey Sherrill to look to. So I think that's a great
Well, I apologize. I must have missed The Breakfast Club. I commend her for going on to it. I believe in going into hostile, or it could be hostile, but you're right. Now it's coming back to me saying, well, that's my husband. He handles the finances. How could any woman in Jersey say, yeah, that's what we want in female leadership? That's not the way it should work.
First of all, gender politics don't work. They fall flat. And, you know, that's also, I think, a stark difference in the ideologies of the Republicans and the Democrats. I feel like there's a certain merit base that's placed on the Republican Party. They say, oh, you have less females. Well, females need to, again, be more vocal and step up and prove what they bring to the table. I mean, we have Jack Cittarelli. He's a CPA, right? So when it comes to fiscal and budget issues, I go to him. We have a doctor in our caucus. We have a former nurse in our caucus who actually is our budget officer in the assembly, Nancy Munoz. I mean, how a smart team operates is when you tap into all of those rich experiences, male or female. What we don't need is a polished cookie cutter, almost borderline arrogant leader who's just going to, you know, regurgitate Trump. And I'm not quite sure if this is how much I have in my bank account because my husband did it. Honestly, what a foolish starting place. I feel the Republicans are at a really great place to start this campaign. I do.
I do. And yeah, Dawn, I'm pushing back against the notion, oh, this is just going to be so uphill. We know Jersey. We know the voting record in the past. But we also know the two-term governor, Democrat, and then what can happen there. And we know Cittarelli has name recognition. I think that was a problem the last time. Didn't have nearly what he had. I'm a big believer in that. And he's got the organization, as you said, this time. And he has the Trump support. And we see the inroads of Trump. I believe, too, here in South Jersey, that because of the Trump policies, we have defanged the Norcross Sweeney machine there a bit. He didn't do well at all. And I think Van Drew is a bit of a power there. So I think South Jersey is going to produce for Jack even better than the last time.
100%. I cannot agree with you more on that. I think that the more missteps the Democrat Party has made regionally. You know, there were a ton of infighting, you know, up in Hudson County for the assembly and whatnot. And that kind of, I don't think that did Steve Phillip any favors, you know, for his shot there. Down in South Jersey, there was a lot of grumblings going on. Didn't do Sweeney any favors down there. I think that if the Republicans stay the course on what our core issues are, the problems in New Jersey, who caused those problems in New Jersey, and a solid plan to fix it, Jack's a unifier. He's going to be able to get not only the staunch conservatives, but running the entire gamut down to the disillusioned moderate Kennedy Democrats. And I think he's got what he needs to win this, to pull it off for us.
Exactly. I don't want to put you on the spot, but it was pretty sweet for me watching Sean Spiller, the NJEA guy, spend what? Was it $45 million? Who knew? And come in where he did. Oh, my goodness.
Embarrassing.
Yeah.
I will say, entirely embarrassing. And what else I will say is I hope it was a real eye-opener for educators across this state. Because education, you know, Don, being an educator yourself, what a slap in the face to one of the most noble, selfless positions there is in the state. My heart is with teachers, has always been with teachers, and I am an educator. And the fact that those dues, the hardworking teachers' dues, was used to fund that vanity project is absolutely appalling. It's nauseating. And I hope that message goes far and wide when they see what a flop this was.
Big time. Dawn, where do we find you?
You can follow me on X at DawnFantasia_NJ or on Facebook. Just look up Assemblywoman Dawn Fantasia.
I want to invite you. We're kind of filled up for the Mulligans, our summer White House here, Dawn, that you may have heard us talk about. We have one in July and August. I don't know if you would travel to Wildwood on a Friday and hit the beaches afterward, but we'd love to have you one of these times here. And it's a 3-hour thing, and we talk about everything there, and you're just a favorite.
Oh, well, I'd love to join you. Thank you.
All right. Well, we'll have Dawn. We'll get Dan on that right away. Dawn, thank you. Thanks for coming on today, as always.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Dawn Fantasia here on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839. I love what she said about Mikey Sherrill. Right on the spot. I have to pull that stuff from the Breakfast Club, too. I vaguely remember it now. Well, my husband handles all that. Yeah, you know, that's like 30 years ago, right? You are the powerhouse here. So isn't that convenient? You've tripled your net worth, according to some reports. And your husband just handles all that. There's no pillow talk. You have no role in it, knowing what's happening in Congress. I just know it, Roe. I'm not handling all that. It doesn't work that way. Nor should it work that way. Dan and Mazie. Think Mazie would say, I'm just an accountant. I don't know anything. Dan handles all that. Make me governor. All right, we'll continue to be talking about that. I think this is something that is a very, very going to be very difficult for her in this race. All right, though, right now, for a great prize, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
That is right. We are playing today for a pair of lawn tickets to see Ringo Starr and his all-star band at the Mann Center in Philadelphia this Sunday, June 15th, 2025. Now remember, only jump in there if you can go. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. All right, Henry, what do you have?
Oh, I got a doozy for you today, Don.
Okay.
All right, so today we're talking about, you know, things you don't want to do, but you end up having to do anyway. And I'd say for a lot of people across America, that one thing every day is getting up, going to work. I'm sure you'd rather sit at home and just bang the drum all day, like Todd Rundgren once said, right?
Yep.
So I'm actually going to play you a video clip here, YouTube alert here, for those who can get to a computer screen right now. YouTube alert, I'm going to play a clip of Todd Rundgren playing with a supergroup formed in 1989 that has included members Steven Tyler, Christopher Cross, Billy Squire, Rick Derringer, Bonnie Raitt, Eric Burdon, Peter Frampton, among many, many, many other famous acts. I want to know the band that Mr. Rundgren is playing with up here. And if you can't give me the band, I'll just take the name of the guy whom which the band is named after. He himself is a very famous musician, part of one of the greatest rock bands, I'd say, of all time here. So I'm going to play this video clip of Todd Rundgren's Bang the Drum All Day being played with this supergroup formed in 1989.
Thank you.
And I'll say this much. The lead of this band definitely bangs the drum all day, if you get what I'm saying.
Okay. Hit us with that, and you are off to see Ringo Starr and his band coming to the Mann Center. Here's how you get in. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, Dom Giordano, it's Dom's Money Melody. Let's hear the clue.
Yeah, Don, we're looking for that band, the name of the band up there playing with Todd Rundgren.
Okay. All right, let's go to Big John in Huntington Valley on Talk Radio 1210. John, go right ahead. Who is it?
Okay, my young friend, I'm going to take a shot with Green Day.
Good guess. Not quite, though.
Another John in Kensington. All right, John, who's the band?
I'm just going to go with Ringo's All-Star Band.
Nicely played, oh, John. Well, do you know the band? Yeah. Have you seen them yet?
No, I mean, it always changes all the time because they always get different people playing with them.
Okay. We'll see who's going to be playing, but you're going to the Mann Center from K&A. I'll put you on hold, John. You're the winner today. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah, Dom, this concert here is actually filmed in 2015, October 30th, 2015, at the Tower Theater here in Upper Darby.
Ah, Todd Rundgren. Yeah. Makes sense.
Ringo and his all-star band with Todd Rundgren.
All right. There we go. Winner. We'll probably have those tickets again tomorrow, around 2:13, 2:14, depending. All right. So the primary race is huge. It's over. Let's see what Spadia does now. And Brannick, as far as Jack Cettarelli, definitely can win in Jersey. You heard Dawn Fantasia make a great point about Mikey Sherrill. I'll have to dig out, and we'll play it routinely. Breakfast Club asking her about the, you know, tripling of net worth or something of around that. And, well, my husband handles that, essentially. Is that going to work? I mean, we know in Jersey, progressives, they're just going to vote for Democrats, et cetera. First woman, well, Christy Todd Whitman, I guess the first Democrat woman. And they'll do that. But people in the middle where the numbers are, is that going to work? Or are we going to see some intensity here around this issue? She's been in Congress, these people in Congress, enriching themselves tremendously. Can you dodge by saying, well, that's my husband? Let's go to Bill in Bucks on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, good afternoon.
Good afternoon there, Henry and Dan, Tom.
Hi, Bill.
Just wanted to mention that with Fred Herring, I hope that all this ICE activity doesn't affect this general election coming up here in Bucks County, which I think it might. I'm not sure.
Well, I don't know. I think he is solidly a great majority of people are supportive of this.
Yeah, but then we got these grad school soccer moms out here.
Right.
And you've said that out before. And there's, you know, thousands of them out here. And they're certainly, you know, very, very progressive. And, you know,
yeah,
just the way Bucks County is, it's a mix of everything. Patriots, progressives, moderates, everything. So hopefully that doesn't affect that. Secondly, RIP Brian Wilson.
Yes.
He now joins his brother Carl,
yep,
and Dennis. And I also wanted to say something. I wanted to know if you needed a volunteer to count the ballots, since I do that for the Bucks County Board of Elections.
Oh, definitely. Sure. Well, look, we have a Board of Elections, but you have an official capacity. So if you're there,
yeah,
we'll have the swearing in, probably live on the air, of the judges of elections. We'll have their badges. And this is going to be a fierce contest that will come down to the wire, I think. Sure.
Yeah, right.
I'll put you on the list.
I do sign for the certification for the precinct that I work in from time to time.
You know what? We might have a notary public there. I'm serious. And you can sign, since you do this in an official capacity, and then have it notarized, and it's going to go to various Italian publications, maybe even some overseas, of what the results are.
Wow. Amazing.
Oh, yeah. This is a big deal. This is Election Central on June 20th. Yes.
So I'll sign the machine ballot, whatever it says.
Okay, Bill, when you get there, or if you think about it, just drop hit me with a note of your information, and I'll get it all set for you. But no, you're in. What's your answer
just
to the side?
Just look for me in the black Jeep Wrangler.
Okay, all right.
With the top down.
What's the answer to your side
to the
today?
Yeah. Going to the dentist and getting a root canal.
All right. We still stick with the root canal. Today, they're not as bad with Dr. Bench, the root canal. But, all right, having to go to the dentist, but doing it. All right. Well, Dr. Bench tries to keep you out of trouble, so it's not so troublesome to do that. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with the head of Republicans in Pennsylvania. We know about the big election. What do we have to look forward to? Taking out not one, not two, but three Supreme Court justices. And you know how important that is for retention. But Greg Rothman asked to be on with us, so I guess he's got some things he wants to hit. I have a whole array of questions here about how are we doing in Pennsylvania. We have two potentially really good candidates to run against Josh Shapiro, Congressman Muser and Treasurer Stacey Garrity. All right, here's how you get in, though. 855-839-1210, you can do it. We got several judges of elections. I'm keeping track of all of them here. Going to be a lot of eyes on that official ballot. You want to be there on the 20th to vote. Hey, big news. Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock and prices. That's right. The supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of already discounted 2010 rollback pricing. That's every product, omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices roll back to get you ready for summer. Just use the code WELLNESS at checkout for 33% off your entire order on Rescue single bottles. To order, call a Rescue product consultant, 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, or shop online by visiting res-q.com, res-q.com. Feel better, get active, turn back the clock with Rescue products at the 2010 pricing. Again, use that code WELLNESS, 33% off any single bottle. WELLNESS, 33% off on top of the 2010 rollback pricing. Get healthy, get saving, res-q.com. Do it today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Okay. All right, it's time for your Dano show. And right down to the end, big issues, big guests. We're always honored. We talked with him once before when he was newly minted, I think. To talk to the chair of the RNC here in Pennsylvania, Greg Rothman joins us again on Talk Radio 1210. Chairman, welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Dom. Beautiful day in central Pennsylvania.
Well, it's pretty good here in downtown Philadelphia, too. So good. Greg,
good.
So what's new with the RNC? I have a lot of questions that our listeners want to know, but give you a chance to tell us, is the big thing going on with you getting ready? The Supreme Court race in Pennsylvania this year. What else are you guys up to?
Yeah, so our biggest initiative right now is that we're about 178,000 votes away from having registered voters, from having more Republicans registered to vote than Democrats, which, you know, it's been as the margin's been as big as 1.5 million more Democrats than Republicans in history back in, you know, even 10, 15, 20 years ago, there were that many more Democrats. Well, we are narrowing it. So we've got an initiative with all 67 counties, all of our Republican committees, everything down to the precinct level for us to get out and not just register new voters. And there are a lot of young voters that mm-hmm. Donald Trump has brought into the fray, and, you know, young, especially high school, 18 to 22 year olds, you know, graduate from high school.
Greg, are you there? All right.
Can you hear me all right? Yeah,
now we can. Yes, go ahead.
So we're trying to register as many Republicans, mm-hmm. and we're also trying to flip people from being who are Democrats who feel like the party has left them and have them become Republicans. So we want to have more Republicans registered to vote than Democrats by the end of the year.
By the end of the year. All right. I like a guy who thinks big. And first of all, commendation to you to get it to 178. People think, wow, you're down 178. Yeah, you're right. We were not only down 1.5 million, and you've been in politics for a while, it was hopeless, like we'd ever even chip away. That would be forever. And these efforts are noticed. What's the issue when you mention these younger voters that has them taking a look at Trump? They're Trump curious. They may be coming over to do that, Greg. What is it?
Yeah, they saw what happened in the 4 years of Biden. I mean, that's mm-hmm. their marker. They're saying, well, look, we know what was going on in this country internationally, the inflation, I mean, crazy prices, and just a government, you know, that was out of control. And they understood that. They saw that. I mean, going back into the ends of the COVID crisis. And then they see Donald Trump show up and our hostages come home and prices come down. Look at the price of gasoline. I mean, it's down to 20-year lows. The stock market is still doing fine, and it's been a little bit of a roller coaster. And people understand where America is in the world. And we're even seeing, you know, the peace in the Middle East and, you know, more respect. And I think they're seeing more respect for America, and they're seeing that this administration and this president means what he says and says what he means. And the other big contrast is just the sort of the common sense of, we're deporting gang members and violent people, and why aren't we, right? And now you can see these riots in L.A. That's a huge issue, which, I mean, who in their right mind, what American citizen thinks it's okay for us to be supporting, you know, rioting mm-hmm. from people who, this is not their country. I heard yesterday that in Mexico you'd be thrown in jail if you held a protest against their government. And we have people who are waving Mexican flags and blocking our immigration services from doing their jobs. And we've got a governor who in Pennsylvania who seems to be standing with them, which standing with Governor Newsom saying, you know, we don't want the federal government's help, which is sort of interesting, Dom, because, you know, these Democrats become states' rights, you know, only when the federal government tries to do something that's in the best interest of the rest of the country.
Yes, absolutely. When Democrats ran the South and we had to intervene because of their racist policies way back when. Governor Shapiro, I see at least two, maybe more out there that I have interaction with to take them on that I think can really maybe puncture this Superman image of Governor Shapiro in the Treasurer, Stacey Garrity, and Dan Muser. And President Trump said he would support Muser. I don't know that that's an endorsement. Moving forward with Governor Shapiro, particularly during this budget, what are we looking for as the budget starts to get finalized? What's the goal of the RNC here, Greg?
Well, we want to make sure that people understand that what Josh Shapiro only has one songbook, and it's the liberal left-wing Democrat national songbook, because he cares way more about Pennsylvania Avenue and getting there than he does about the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And so to do that, he's going to adopt the same types of economic policies that Joe Biden adopted, which means that we really don't have a concern about how much money we spend compared to what we have bringing in. So his current budget proposal...
All right. I know somebody's calling, or we just hit a bad cell here with Greg Rothman, the chairman of the RNC. here on Talk Radio 1210. I don't know if we should put him on hold here. That was a little different than the last time. Let me put him on hold, see if we can straighten this out, get a little bit more from. Did you hear that goal, though? And I like that. 178,000 by the end of the year. All right? He's ready to go. Chairman of the RNC, Greg Rothman, with us. That's going to take some doing. Still about 6 months or 5.5 months or so. But that's good news. He's right. Pennsylvania, at one point, it was just overwhelming. It wasn't even a race. Back to Chairman Greg Rothman here on Talk Radio 1210. So, Greg, I wanted to go back to this number, too. Boy, I like a guy who thinks big. What kind of celebration are we going to have if, and under your watch, this would be historic, Republicans outnumber Democrats? When's the last time that happened? Do you have any idea?
Well, yeah, it's probably been since the 60s. But the most important thing, right, is ultimately that we win elections. And right. I just think that as a party, one of our jobs is to register the voters and then, of course, get them out to vote. I think what was historic was the last election where we had won 5 statewide elections for Republicans. We haven't done that ever, or at least in my lifetime. And we want to continue that. So, first of all, we have these 3 Supreme Court justices that are Democrats, activists.
All right. I don't know what the mystery thing is. It's going here. Is he in central Pennsylvania? The weather's nice and everything else. All right. So we have these 3 Supreme Court justices who are activists. Got to love modern technology here. And again, that number, we're down to 178,000. Seems to be overwhelming, but we got Scott Presler. We got to clone him. That's part of this. Well, I don't know. Let's see. I'll put him on hold. We'll take a break. We'll give him a chance to finish up, and then it will be the lightning round. 855-839-1210. You get in for the lightning round. I'll give Greg a chance to just summarize here once we get him clear of everything. Hey, tonight is a big event. I love Diane Cardano events. Attention, future home sellers. Are you planning to sell your home? The housing market is changing fast. It's not what it used to be. I will be with my great friend Diane Cardano tonight from Cardano Realtors. You can still RSVP right now. I'll give you the number in a moment. This means if you're thinking about selling your home in the near future, or even it could be a year, 18 months from now, you want to have a great time, you want to have a glass of wine and some great hors d'oeuvres and hear what Diane has to say, because you'll learn to stay ahead of the shifting real estate market and increase the value of your home tonight at our next home seller seminar. The wine hors d'oeuvres, Wednesday evening tonight, June 11th, at the Hilton Garden Inn in Fort Washington. I'll be there with Diane. You'll learn how to tackle today's uncertain market, rising inventory, fluctuating interest rates, and low-cost ways to stage your home and meet modern buyer demands. Diane will share insider strategies that helps home sell fast. And for more money, you'll get a copy of her new book, Model Home Mindset. Diane always says, do your research, get prepared when selling your home. The last thing you want to do is wing it. Here's the RSVP number. Call her now, 215-576-8666, or go to 215-576-8666.com. Schedule an appointment to talk with Diane at dianescalendar.com. Let's finish up with Greg Rothman, then we'll have the lightning round here. Greg, you were cut off a little bit there. You were talking about the Supreme.
That's
okay. You were talking about the Supreme Court races.
Yeah. So in November, there are 3 Democratic Supreme Court justices that, if they're not, if we don't vote no, they get a 10-year extension on their term. I mean, maybe Bryce Harper should have a 10-year term, or definitely Saquon Barkley. But who else deserves a 10-year unaccountable term?
Hey, by the way, and Greg, to that point, remember Saquon was the guy who said, hey, he's the president. I'm going to go with President Trump. It just dropped. Saquon Barkley tops Patrick Mahomes in merchandise sales. Jalen Hurts is 3rd. So all that talk, if you're with Trump, it's going to be devastating. He is the first running back in years since 2017 to top the list.
Well, and he's a Penn State guy.
That's, there you go. Yeah.
So he was raised right. So, but this, you know, you think about it, like you have a 10-year term. Like, why are we giving legislators don't get 10-year terms? I'm sure they'd like it, but, you know, a judge should not have a 10-year term. And we have these activist judges that think they're above the law, that think they get to write the law. And you saw what they did. They threw a voter ID out. They threw the Green Party candidate off the ballot. They ratified all of Tom Wolf's draconian COVID measures, shutting down our businesses and closing out our schools. And they you know, they think that that they have a right to write the right laws, and they don't.
Right.
So we have a chance to vote no, no, no in November, this November. And we want to make sure Republicans stay active. And it's, you know, winning the big elections like we did, electing Dave McCormick and winning those congressional seats, it's easy to rest on your laurels and get back to work. Remember, our voters are, you know, they're raising families and running businesses and taking care of their parents. And, you know, they don't live politics every day like the left does. So
good point.
We need to make sure they stay involved. And
exactly.
And we love the fact that Donald Trump's president, but that's not enough. We got to make sure that we keep getting out and vote.
Well, I am thrilled with your big takeaway, too, that we're closing and you plan to close it before the end of the year. Where do we go for the RNC?
So PAGOP.org. And we could use your listeners' support. Sign up if you want to be a volunteer. We've got about 1,000 volunteers out there already. And you can get all the information, sign up for updates, and we'd love your financial support, too. So, but we appreciate you and your listeners, and we're going to do everything we can to make Pennsylvania a permanently red state.
Absolutely. Thank you, Greg, very much. Thanks for coming on today.
Thanks, Tom. Take care.
Greg Rothman, chairman of the RNC. It's the lightning round next, 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, so this NFL thing is jersey sales, but it appears to be more with Saquon Barkley for March 1, 2024, February 28, 2025. Sales include jerseys, apparel, bobbleheads, accessories, figurines, wall decals, backpacks, drinkware, and more. But he tops the list, beating out Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts third, Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels fourth, and C.J. Stroud rounded out the top five. So this damaging, this is going to be it for being seen with Trump. Certainly has passed, but Jalen Hurts wouldn't go and wouldn't tell us why, and he's third. Marty in South Jersey, on the side question, though, something you have to do even though you hate to do it. Marty, what's yours?
Dom, it's when you turn 50, your first prostate exam.
That's going to be hard to beat. Yes, and it's, you don't mean a colonoscopy. You mean the first exam. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
That too.
Oh, I've had them too.
Yeah,
I've
that too, Marty. That's it. That's very good. Alan in Hamilton. Alan, what's yours?
Never-ending cycle laundry.
Okay. Drew in Upper Darby, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Drew, good afternoon. What's yours today?
Hey, Dom, thank you so much. You know, Dom, real quick, that phrase, the silent majority,
yep,
that evolved from exactly what's going on now. For every protester across our great country you see out there, there's probably at least 100 people sitting at home who feel the total opposite. So they're just killing themselves doing this. But, Dom, you know, my side question is, when you have to go home at night and you're waiting on the subway platform at midnight, your adrenaline is running. It shouldn't have to be like that. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Drew. That's a really good one. Joe of Exton. Hey, Joe, what do you have today?
Yes. Hello, Dom. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joe.
For my side answer, you work hard, save your money, and pay taxes on April 15. Then, when you go to the bank to withdraw some money, you're taxed. Why are you taxed on your savings when you have already fulfilled your tax obligation on April 15?
Thank you, Joe. It's the progressive world that we're in. And then when you pass away, your heirs and the whole thing that goes on is the worst tax of all, maybe. Gary in Newtown. Hey, Gary, what's yours today?
Hey, Dom, thanks for taking my call. So you and Roe, you're on your way to the Talker Convention in Hofstra. You take the PA Turnpike, you pay your $15 on that toll, then you take the Outer Bridge, $12.50 on that one. Then the Denver Verrazano, another $11.52, all because it's Easy Pass. You get really, really close, traffic's bad, GPS stops. Now you have to stop and ask for directions.
That is a great one. I'm not doing it. Roe's doing it. You got it.
Oh, no,
I'm
really?
I'm calling you to do it. I would only ask for directions in the most dire of circumstances. Listen, Dan, I'm under fire here. You know, I'm not asking for it. You got to ask for directions. That's a very good one. I'm weighing that versus the prostate exam. That's how bad
there
that one is.
There was a few today that really are hard hitters.
What's your number one?
I'd say one of them I have to go with is Robert and Ben Salen's answer of the 2 a.m. feedings.
Like
I mean,
yes.
I don't have any kids, haven't experienced that yet, but I am someone who values their sleep very much, and having to get up in the middle of the night to take care of another human being. While fulfilling, probably after
it. That's what Levin did a bit. He kind of killed himself with such a great call because of how fulfilling it was.
Yeah, yeah. So, but it's something he didn't want to do in the first place. Yeah, Marty in South Jersey with the prostate. That's a tough one. And then, yeah, I like Gary's answer in the asking for help. I'm a very prideful guy, too. I don't want to have to pull the car over and be like, excuse me.
Yes.
Excuse me. Where am I? Where am I going?
I'm being torn here. I gotta go, though, realistically, as good as Gary was with the prostate thing, I gotta go with that. Yeah.
Prostate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The directions are right there. It's killing me, Gary. When we see you down at
1A, 1B.
Yeah, definitely. We gotta put Marty in there, though. Marty goes into the hat. We'll do it all more tomorrow. Well, we're probably gonna do something. If you have a suggestion, to honor Brian Wilson passing away, the Beach Boys. We have a great one lined up, but might have to intervene with that. Around the world, people paying tribute. The Republicans play the Democrats tonight in hardball. I think they're favored by like 42 runs. I'm not sure if AOC plays for the Democrats. There might be some sport tomorrow with that. I think Rand Paul plays. Not sure how well who the pitcher is, but they actually throw. It's not lobby or a pitching machine, which is good stuff. And apparently it's bipartisan. Well, you can imagine on this, it might not be quite that. All right. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. Thanks for listening today and each and every day. Don't forget us, Mulligans, the 20th, the week from this Friday, our biggest yet. And that official vote. With all kind of judges. You heard Bill. He notarizes judges. Rich is next. 4 big hours of Zioli on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.